At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, December 16th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, or maybe we should call it the game of the day, we're going to go bowling today. College football bowl game season with two bowl games today. We're going to look toward the 3 p.m. game, Troy versus UTSA. This is the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl. It's going to be played in Orlando, Florida, outdoors. 3 o'clock on ESPN this afternoon. And currently, we have UTSA listed as a very short 1.5-point favorite with a total of 56.5. Now, going to this matchup, two teams with impressive records who are both ranked. Troy is ranked 24th in the country. They finished the regular season 11-2. They won the Sun Belt. And they just beat Coastal Carolina in the Sun Belt Championship game 45-26, covering as a 6.5-point favorite. Meanwhile, now they'll face UTSA, who also finished 11-2, ranked 25th, and they just won the Conference USA belt. They just beat North Texas 48-27, easily covering as an 8.5-point favorite in that one. Now, this line movement has been all over the place. We opened with UTSA listed as around a very short 1-point favorite. And throughout the week, we saw early money actually flip this line toward Troy, flipping all the way to Troy laying 2 here on the neutral site. However, over the last 24 to 48 hours, there's been quite a bit of buyback on UTSA, flipping UTSA back to a 1.5-point favorite in this one. So we've kind of seen it start short favorite UTSA, flip for a brief moment here early in the week back to Troy, but now going back toward UTSA. So if you kind of look at, you know, where we opened, how we moved, and where we're at now, even though we did dip to Troy, we're kind of back where we started with UTSA listed as a very short favorite. So it does look like late movement is leaning here toward UTSA. Now, it would be a bit of a contrarian play to take UTSA, and really that's the magic words to me when you're betting bowl game season, contrarian, because this is the time of year when you have an influx of public betting. The public is getting down in these bowl games much more so than a regular season game, and you have a lot of public betting money in the market. You know, public bettors may not have bet these college football games all week or all season long, but they're going to get down on the holiday season, bowl game season, one-offs, everyone's nationally televised. So looking at our betting splits, currently 60% of bets are on Troy, yet we're seeing this late movement go toward UTSA. So it's kind of a mini fade the trendy dog play here. Bet against the public play with the public on Troy and the late move going toward UTSA. UTSA obviously has this contrarian favorite value, which is what you always want to look toward, bet against the public in these heavily bet spots. Also, if you're going to bank on UTSA, which I lean UTSA with this late move and a little bit contrarian, you're going to bank on their offense, really pacing them in this game. UTSA is averaging across the board about 40 points a game, only 26 points a game for Troy. Now, Troy, it's a kind of a clash of styles. They're the better defense. They're only giving up 18 points a game versus 27 points a game allowed for UTSA, but it's really the offense of UTSA that you're banking on to cover this number. Also, maybe we get a higher scoring game in this one. We did open with a total of 55. Now we're up to 56.5. And it's going to be a nice day here. You know, it's going to be in Orlando, Florida, the high 60s, 5-mile-per-hour winds, pretty good overall, you know, mild temperatures and forecast. UTSA, 8-5 to the over this year. Troy, 7-6 to the under. But at 3 o'clock with this game here, you know, do we start to see this thing continue to creep up toward UTSA? Do you see UTSA get up to -2? Or do you see it, you know, fall back down to a pick 'em? To me, the late move is meaningful, especially the way this line has been so erratic all week long. But it does look like UTSA in a contrarian spot with some late movement in their favor, as well as some money taking the over in the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl at 3 o'clock on ESPN.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward the other bowl game today. And don't sleep in too late. I know it's a Friday, but 11:30 a.m. Eastern time on ESPN, we're going to the Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. We're going to go to the Bahamas here. UAB against Miami, Ohio. Currently, UAB is listed as a 10.5-point favorite with a total of 45. Now, going to this one, we have two teams who have won their last few games, but also are just 6-6 on the year. So, Miami, Ohio, 6-6, and of course, you need 6 wins to qualify for a bowl game. So, both these teams just sneaked in, or snuck in, as I should say. As a former English major, I should get that right. Hashtag University of Vermont class of 2009. But anyway, Miami, Ohio, 6-6. They won 3 of their last 4. They just beat Ball State 18-17 in the regular season finale. However, they did not cover as a 2.5-point favorite in that one. They're now going to face UAB. 6-6. They won 2 of their last 3. They beat La Tech 37-27, but did not cover as an 18-point favorite in that one. Now, this line opened much higher. This line opened at UAB, at least comparing this opener to almost that really tight low number for UTSA Troy. But UAB opened as an 11-point neutral site favorite. And we've seen this line get down to 10.5. So it kind of tells us maybe some respected money grabbing the points here with Miami, Ohio. They're getting about 57% of bets, almost 60% of the money. So it looks like kind of a pro and Joe in unison here saying, hey, this line is just a bit high. Let's grab the points and drop this number a little bit toward Miami, Ohio. So it looks, again, a little pro and Joe. You also have some correlative betting value on Miami, Ohio, because when you're getting a double-digit dog here, getting, you know, 10.5 points in a very low total game of 45, that's kind of good correlative betting here in terms of, hey, you know, a larger dog here in a low total spot, it's going to be harder in a low total game where maybe points are a little bit more at a premium. Again, this is a 45 total where you look at the first game we mentioned, Troy and UTSA, that's a 56.5. So again, higher total, better for a favorite, easier to cover the number like with UTSA. With a dog, you want a lower total because fewer amount of expected points scored, going to be harder for that favorite to cover, especially if a double digit favorite. This is another game that I'm going to monitor here. I know it's an 11:30 game, but we are seeing some books minus 10.5 at minus 115 toward UAB. So I'm thinking this line may creep back up to 11, kind of where it opened at. So if you do like UAB, I think laying 10.5 is going to be your best number. If you do want to grab the points with Miami, Ohio, which is where I would lean a little bit in this one, you may be able to shop around and find an 11. And again, every little half point matters, especially when you have, you know, missed kicks, field goals. And of course, when you're sweating a game, you want the best value you can get by grabbing the most points if you're on a dog. So shop around. Again, try to find the best number regardless of which side you're on. Both teams defensively are pretty much equal. They're both giving up around 23 points a game. However, offense, you would check off the box for UAB. That's why you're seeing UAB as a double-digit favorite. They have the much better offense, 31 points a game versus Miami, Ohio just scoring about 20 points a game. Now, we have seen a little bit of money toward this over. The total opened at 44. It's been bet up to 45. I do see a couple books, maybe 45.5 here, ticking up. It's going to be pretty good weather in the Bahamas. I wouldn't mind going to the Bahamas right now. It's snowing in Boston. It's fully wintertime. But about 70 degrees here, high 70s. You'll have a little bit of wind, about 10 to 12 mile per hour winds for UAB here in Miami, Ohio. And one thing that would be make you a little nervous to take this over is that Ohio's been a really good under team this year. Miami, Ohio is 9-3 to the under. UAB is 6-6 to the total. So a little bit of money to that over. And again, leaning a little bit here, Miami, Ohio in the points, especially if you can get a good number as the best you can, if you can find an 11 or wait it out with Miami, Ohio in the Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. You got to make sure you know these bowl game names here right. Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl at 11:30 a.m. Again, it's an early one. For you people in, I'm on the East Coast in Boston. For you early risers there, what's that, an 8:30 a.m. game? Pretty good to wake up on a Friday and sweat some bowl games when you're having your breakfast. But again, UAB laying 10.5 now at this point with a total of 45. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I want to look toward a big NBA slate tonight. We have 10 games in the association, and the first one that caught my eye, I'm going to root for a high-scoring game between the Dallas Mavericks and the Portland Trail Blazers. Give me the Mavs and Blazers over 223.5. Now, this is the 8:30 p.m. Eastern time game tonight, and a few reasons why I'm digging this over. Number one, line movement. This total opened Portland and Dallas a total of 221.5. It's now been bet up to 223.5. And again, public hasn't really said had their piece here in this one. It's a later game tonight, but the early move was straight to the over. As soon as this total dropped, Blazers Mavs 221.5 immediately got hammered to the over. So that tells me when you have a lot of pro bettors who set their own numbers and kind of project their own games, they said, hey, this 221.5 opener, that's too low. Let's hit the over, cause this thing to rise. So it's kind of that overnight line move that jumped out to me on this one. Also, I have a system called Overs That Rise. Non-division games, when you see the total tick up at least a point and the total is between 220 and 230, just take the over. 36 and 28 to the over, 56%, about an 8% ROI, so that would match with this over. Also, you're banking on a couple things. Two good offenses. Portland, they just got Damian Lillard back. They are number 6 in the NBA in offensive efficiency. Dallas is number 9, so you have top 10 offenses. Then you also have kind of bottom third defenses here. Dallas is just 19th in defensive efficiency. Portland is number 21. So we have good offenses, bad defenses. That smells like an over to me. We have a system match as well. Also, Dallas has been an over team this year. 17 and 11 to the over. Dallas is 7 and 3 to the over their last 10. And Portland, meanwhile, 4 and 1 to the over their last 5. And also, kind of look at the spread here. Correlative betting. We talked about in football, you know, you're on a dog, you want a low total. When you're on a favorite, you want a high total. Well, this is kind of a short spread in the NBA. So when you have a short spread in the NBA or in college basketball as well, that's good for an over. So right now Dallas is favored by pretty much 3.5 in this game. Looks like maybe some Blazers money came in. I saw this game open, Mavs laying 4.5. Now you're down to 3.5, and it's juiced up like it may get down to 3. But anyway, a short spread of just 3.5, maybe it's getting down to 3. That's good for an over because basically the odds makers are saying, hey, this is going to be a tight game. It could be really back and forth. Maybe you get overtime. Whereas if you like an under, you want a higher total because maybe that favorite is, you know, getting up big there in the fourth quarter and they take their foot off the gas. So if you add all up to me, this was an overnight line move, hammered to the over, good steam to the over, two good offenses, two bad defenses. Dallas has been an over team this year. Portland's been over recently, and you have a short spread in this game. So I'm rooting for points. Give me the Blazers and the Mavericks over 223.5. Now, I just gave you an NBA over. Now let's look to sweat an NBA under. I'm going to the Pacers and the Cavaliers, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern time game tonight. Currently, this is, what is it, Cavs laying 8 in this one. But I'm going to look toward the under. The Cavs have been a really good under team. I actually just swept the Cavaliers, last night or a couple nights ago, I took their under. Who was it against? I forgot which team it was. Was that Dallas game a few days ago? But anyway, I've kind of targeted Cleveland as an under team this year, and this one jumped out to me as an overnight move to the under. So Pacers-Cavs, it opened at 224. We've now seen it get down to 222.5. So line is dropping toward this under. A really good bet split. Only 31% of bets, but 77% of the money is on this Cleveland-Cavs and Indiana Pacers under. So again, basically if you flip it, this is a big public over, yet the total fell. So classic reverse line move. Almost 70% of bets over, yet the total fell. And then you look at bets in dollars, only 31% under, so only a third of bets on the under, but it's taking into account almost 80% of the money. So that tells me the bigger, sharper wagers are leaning under here. Cleveland is number 30, dead last in terms of pace. So they are the slowest team in the NBA, almost like your Virginia in your college basketball. But again, slow pace is good for an under. You know, you chew up the clock, fewer amount of possessions, fewer opportunities to score. Also, Cleveland is number 1 defensively in the NBA. So, dead last pace, number 1 defense. They've been a really good under team this year, 18 and 11 to the under. And also a team that I'm targeting. So, it was all mixed up earlier, but I was thinking about the Clippers last night. I bet the under on the Clippers game, and they've been a really good under team. So, Clippers under team, and now Cavs an under team as well. But Cavs are 18 and 11 to the under. They're 9 and 5 to the under at home this year. And the Pacers, even though they're young and score a lot, they're actually 16 and 13 to the under. They're 9 and 5 to the under on the road. And Cleveland has been on this epic under streak here. They're 9 and 1 to the under their last 10. They're 5 and 0 to the under their last 5 at home. Indiana, 5 and 2 to the under their last 7. 6 and 2 to the under their last 8 on the road. So both teams really trending under here. Also, again, mention that short spread over for Blazers. This would be a larger spread under. You're favored by 8. You know, is Cleveland up by 10 or more going into the fourth? You know, take your foot off the gas and hopefully just kind of cruise this thing out to an under victory. That's what I'll be banking on tonight. But overnight move, I'll be sweating Dallas over 223.5, and I'll be sweating Cleveland under 222.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, December 16th. But a reminder, kicking off bowl game season today, we have you covered with some fantastic bowl game betting coverage. We have our bowl game betting guide that's already out there. And one part I love about it is Brent Musburger, the legend. He has picks on every single game. We have the great DraftKings percentages if you want to go contrarian, as well as keeping you updated in our morning newsletter. Called the VSiN Daily. Sign up for free. Great sports betting content to your inbox every morning. Just plug in your email, VSiN.com/newsletter. And of course, you can keep up with us on Twitter as well. Follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. And you can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck on a big Friday today. I will have the Market Insights pod a little bit later today, around 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. That will drop. Big weekend here ahead. And if you are looking for more coverage, just go to VSiN.com. We got you covered for everything that's going on right now in the sports betting world. So enjoy the sweats. Have a great Friday. We'll be back on the Morning Bets pod on Monday. But enjoy the weekend as well. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. As a wise man likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets today and going into the weekend, because, of course, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Friday and have a great weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.